Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, August 7, 2020. State Board of Education, August 2020. The State Board of Education met on August 5, 2020 using video conferencing. Prior to the board business meeting, a work session was held discussing the Department of Education, DE, plan for providing professional learning and support regarding equity to Iowa educators. The business meeting opened with a public comment about Senate File 2360, Classroom Environment and Therapeutic Classroom Act, and Senate File 2310, Iowa Learning Online Act, and the proposed changes to the Seclusion and Restraint Administrative Rules. Director's Report. Director Ann Lebo provided an update to the board on the DE responses to COVID-19 and the resources provided on the COVID-19 guidance and information page. Director Lebo also spoke about additional resources being provided to schools through the eLearning Central platform being developed, the use of Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief ESSER funds for reimbursement to school districts that use other learning platforms, the use of Governor's Emergency Education Relief Fund or GEAR funds for broadband connectivity, personal protective equipment PPE being supplied through the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, and previously distributed funding through the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, H.R. 748. In addition, the DE has been awarded a $17.7 million Rethink K-12 Education Models Grant that will support the eLearning Central platform. Director Lebo highlighted the professional development being provided to teachers to assist in providing education in an online environment. The board discussed the guidance provided for Senate File 2310 and the work to provide a sustainable statewide online learning platform. Notice of proposed rule changes. The board approved notice to be given for proposed rule changes in the following areas: general accreditation standards, funding for children residing in state institutions or mental health institutions, special education, standards for practitioner and administrator preparation programs, teacher and administrator quality programs, and corporate punishment ban, restraint, physical confinement, and detention, often referred to as seclusion and restraint. Davenport Community School District. Davenport Community School District was placed on conditional accreditation in May 2019. An update was provided on the district's continued progress toward meeting all conditions of its accreditation and the work being done to develop and implement a crisis response and violence prevention plan and expansion of positive behavioral interventions and supports, PBIS, across the district. The board approved the corrective action plan as presented, including the caveat that if the district fails to meet any single objective in the action plan, the board will appoint an expert to complete the action for the district at the district's expense. The next meeting of the State Board of Education is scheduled for Thursday, September 17, 2020. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Laura Vargason, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-2249.